5. Scene 1. Theseus's Palace, Athens. Theseus, Hippolyta, Philostrate and servants enter.
Theseus, the lover's story about last night in the wood is very strange.
Lovers have got very big imaginations. Their stories are more fantasy than truth.
Lysander, Demetrius, Hermia and Helena enter.
Welcome, friends. What entertainment will we see tonight, Philostrate? We want to celebrate our weddings.
Philostrate gives Theseus a piece of paper.
Here's a list of the options for tonight's entertainment.
Theseus reads the list.
A tedious short play about young Pyramus and his love Thisbe. A very tragic comedy. Tedious and short. Funny and tragic. This sounds interesting. Is it a good play, Philostrate?
It's short, because it's only got 10 words. It's tedious, because it's 10 words too long. The writing is horrible. The acting is horrible. Is it tragic? Well, I cried when I saw Pyramus kill himself in a rehearsal. But I cried because I was laughing so much.
Who are the actors?
They're uneducated Athenian artisans. They're using their imagination for the first time in their lives.
Then we'll see this play.
No, my lord. This play isn't for you. It's terrible.
I want to see this play. There's nothing wrong with a simple play with simple actors. Call them into the palace. Ladies and gentlemen, take your seats.
Philostrate exits.
Why do you want to see this play? It sounds terrible.
Don't worry. Sometimes uneducated people are more eloquent than their educated friends are.
Philostrate enters.
The actors are ready to begin, my lord. One of them will now read the prologue.
Let him enter.
Trumpets play, and Quince enters. The actors playing Pyramus, Thisbe, Wall, Moon and Lion follow him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is Pyramus, and this beautiful lady is his lover, Thisbe. This man is an evil wall. The wall separates Pyramus and Thisbe. They can only speak to each other through a hole in the wall. The man with the lamp is the moonlight. He's important because the two lovers meet under the moonlight to escape from Athens together. This is a horrible lion. He frightens Thisbe when she comes to meet Pyramus in the wood. Her cape falls to the ground when she runs away from the lion. Then Pyramus arrives and finds the cape in the lion's mouth. He thinks that Thisbe is dead, so he kills himself with his dagger. Finally, Thisbe finds the dead Pyramus and kills herself with his dagger. You will now see the play.
Quince, Pyramus, Thisbe, Lion and Moon exit.
Will the lion speak? What do you think?
I'm sure that he'll speak. It's obvious that many stupid creatures will speak tonight.
My name is Snout, and I represent the wall.
Makes an O with his fingers.
This is a hole in the wall. Pyramus and Thisbe speak to each other through it.
That's a very intelligent wall, isn't it?
It's the most intelligent wall in Athens.
Pyramus enters.
Shh!
Pyramus is walking to the wall. Will he see his lover on the other side of the wall?
Oh, horrible night! Oh, dark, black night! Perhaps Thisbe forgot our plans. And you, dear wall, you sweet, lovely wall, you separate her father's land from my land. Oh, sweet and lovely wall, I want to see through your hole to Thisbe's land. Where is the hole?
The wall makes an O with its fingers.
Thank you, kind wall. Oh, no! Thisbe isn't there. You're a horrible wall. You lied to me.
In my opinion, the wall should answer Pyramus.
Pyramus to Theseus.
No, my lord. He can't answer me because Thisbe enters now, and I'll see her through the hole in the wall. Here she comes.
Thisbe enters.
Oh, wall, I detest you because you separate me from my lover, Pyramus.
I hear a voice. I'll look through the hole again to see my Thisbe's face. Thisbe, kiss me through the hole in the wall.
I'm kissing you through the hole in the wall, but where are your lips?
I don't want to kiss you through a wall now. I want to meet you and kiss you in person. Will you meet me in the wood immediately?
Yes, I will.
Pyramus and Thisbe exit.
My job is finished, so I'll leave. Good night.
Wall exits.
This is very stupid.
Lion and Moon enter.
Ladies, don't be frightened. I'm not a real lion. My name is really Snug. I'm only playing the role of a lion.
He's a very gentle lion.
Yes, and he's a friendly lion, my lord.
This lamp represents the moon, and I'm the man on the moon.
I'm tired of this moon. I hope it changes soon.
Shh! Here comes Thisbe.
Thisbe enters.
This is the wood. Where is my love?
Thisbe runs from the lion. Her cape falls to the ground.
The lion roared well.
Thisbe ran well.
The moon shone well.
The lion takes Thisbe's cape in its mouth and makes a hole in it with his teeth. Then he drops the cape and exits. Pyramus enters.
Thank you, moon, for your sweet light. It will help me to see Thisbe.
Pyramus sees the cape on the ground.
Wait! This is Thisbe's cape! Oh no! A lion killed my love! She is... No, no. She was the prettiest woman in the world. I don't want to live without her.
Pyramus takes his dagger and kills himself.
I'm dying! Leave me, Moon!
Moon exits.
I'm dead now.
Thisbe enters.
Are you sleeping, my love? Oh no, you're dead! I'll cover your eyes with my lips. My eyes are full of tears.
Thisbe takes the dagger from Pyramus and kills herself.
Goodbye, friends. This is the end of Thisbe. Adieu, adieu, adieu.
Thisbe dies.
Will the lion and the moon bury the dead lovers?
Yes, the wall will also help.
No, the wall can't help because it doesn't exist anymore. Now, do you want to hear an epilogue or see us dance?
An epilogue isn't necessary, thank you. The play was quite clear. Please, do a short dance, and then we'll go to bed.
They dance, and then all exit. Puck enters.
It's past midnight. Spirits, it's time to celebrate the happiness of these newly married couples and protect them while they sleep.
Oberon and Titania enter with their court.
Listen to me, my fairies. You must all bless and protect the three newly married couples in this palace. Let their future babies be healthy. Meet me at sunrise, and we'll leave together.
Oberon and Titania exit.
Good night, dear friends. I hope that you enjoyed our story. We didn't intend to offend or insult you, but if we did, please just think of our story as a dream, a sweet midsummer night's dream.